Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. We have a few minutes here toward the end of the program today for a call in. And the question is, are you seeing global warming in your garden? If you are, call us at 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. I'm sure many of you spent many Memorial Day weekend hours in your gardens, and what a great weekend for it. And I wonder if you're growing different things than in recent years than you used to in our area or than your parents grew on the same land. Are you seeing global warming in your garden? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. One friend of mine says she thinks her rhubarb this year up in the Hudson Valley is amazing. Not sure why, but she suspects it's because there wasn't as much of a hard freeze all winter. She tells me snapdragons are perennial in the area now. So is lettuce and kale. So how about you folks? Are you seeing global warming in your garden? Call us, 212-433-WNYC. And just like that, all our lines are full. So you can email us, Brian Lehrer Show at WNYC.org. Kathleen in Reading. Hi, you're on WNYC.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for making it.
Well, I got to tell you, I've got healthy rhubarb as well, but I'm even more concerned about the poison ivy that seems to be taking over. And
what would that have to do with global warming?
Well, I've read some articles about how there's something about the increased warmth that helps to foster poison ivy and maybe the amount of carbon that's in the air. So I think that's partly a result of the global warming. But I also am a little concerned about the insects. We seem to be seeing mosquitoes in February. And, I don't know whether you were specifically wondering about plants, but I think the insects are affected by that as well.
All right, Kathleen, thank you very much. Valerie in Jackson Heights. You got a garden in Jackson Heights, Val?
No, actually it's not my garden, but I do maintain my mother's garden out on Long Island. And I went out especially this past weekend and did a lot of planting, and I noticed that several different types of annuals have reappeared, that like snapdragons and pansies, that usually, you know, you've got to replace them.
So they're becoming more perennial.
Yeah, they seem like perennials now, whereas I've done this for many years, and I've always got to get down and replant those.
All right, thank you for your call. Are you seeing global warming in your gardens, gardeners? Now we have a few open lines at 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Jim in New Brunswick, hi.
Hi, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I'm a PGA member, golf pro, and one thing that we've noticed over the last few years is the Northeast has always had the nicest greens to putt on because it's bent grass that we use. But the problem with bent grass is it can't sustain high temperatures. So golf courses in the South are forced to use what's called tip dwarf Bermuda grass. And we've noticed that the line now where you can grow bent grass is getting higher and higher. It used to be as far south as Georgia, it would be easy to maintain bent grass. But now you're seeing up in Virginia even and in the northern parts of North Carolina are having a hard time.
That's a good one. That's very very empirical. How long have you been on the tour?
Well, it's been now 9 years.
Wow. Should I have heard of you?
Yeah. Well, I'm a PGA of America member. I've played in plenty of tournaments, but I settled down to teach golf and work at golf course.
Keep swimming and thanks for swinging. And thanks for that story, Jim.
Thank you.
Bye bye. And Barbara, who gardens in Quag, you're on WNYC. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, I think this is really important for all of us gardeners who suffer. I've been gardening for 35 years, and now it's all mixed up. The tomato plants are in looking absolutely sick, while my wisteria has already flowered and the flowers are gone. we have to totally re-educate ourselves with stuff we thought we knew.
Have you taken the opportunity to experiment with it at all now that you see this happening? Try to plant something that maybe you couldn't have grown years ago?
Well, my husband will only eat tomatoes and will only pay for tomatoes, and it's very costly to garden by the ocean in Quag.
I guess so. Okay. Well, you could go quahogging and never mind. Thank you for your call. Anne in Greenwich Village, you're on WNYC. Hi.
In my very small garden where I've lived for almost 50 years, I could never grow a camellia until the last 10 years, and now it is flourishing. It's a southern plant, basically, but it grows fine here now.
Thank you very much. Amy in Manhattan, you have a garden in the city, too?
No, not in my apartment. But we have mulberry bushes out back, and I always thought of mulberries as, coming out in July. And last year, around the middle of June, there were mulberries.
Thank you very much. Here's an email that says, not a plant, but mockingbirds are in my neighborhood in Jackson Heights. Their previous range extended to Virginia, and they are not a migratory species. Vicki in Glen Ridge, you're on WNYC. Do you see global warming in your garden?
Yes, absolutely, on a disturbing level. I have extensive gardens here, and I planted a lot of flowering trees with little perennials underneath that coordinate, with the bloom time mm-hmm. and the colors. Well, this year I noticed my plum tree, which is usually the first thing to bloom, did not bloom. Almost nothing on the tree. And all the other flowering trees bloomed practically at the same time, whereas normally I would get the plum, then the redbud would come in, then the cherry tree, then the crab apples, the dogwoods, et cetera, et cetera. They're all basically, the whole bloom time is compressed. And it's just very strange. I've never seen anything like that before.
Just this year?
Especially this year, yeah.
I wonder if it's something about the very warm early winter we had followed by the very cold late winter?
Yeah, I mean, I think the plants are confused. And, they get these signals, these climactic signals, and they don't really know, when to start, unfurling their buds or something.
Here's another email. Tell me if this rings true to you. This says, on snapdragons, pansies, and global warming. Snapdragons are biennials and usually reappear,
right.
And pansies often overwinter.
Yes.
That said, and I think that was correcting an assumption by a previous caller, but it says, that said, I lost a lot more things this year because of the wild swings in temperature. My Brooklyn garden was very late to bloom and then burst out in an instant, it seems. Now it looks not like early summer, but like late July. I agree that things are blooming out of order.
Yeah, that's all true. A lot of pansies will often overwinter, especially if there's a, particularly mild winter like we just had. But I think the other aspect is we've gotten almost no significant rain in the last few weeks.
Right.
It's almost like drought conditions, except, we get these drenching storms where, my basement flooded with, 5, 7, 10 inches of rain. And then for weeks after that, there's no rain at all. And that also serves to compress the blooming of all the plants and perennials.
Vicki, thanks a lot. And here's another email on birds that says, Brants in Jamaica Bay, B-R-A-N-T-S, for those of you who don't know the species. It says, I kayak on Jamaica Bay, and there seem now to be Brants, goose species, all year round. They used to only appear for a couple of weeks while migrating. Kathy in Hillsborough, you're on WNYC. Hi there.
Hi there. I have a hemlock tree that has got a disease that supposedly doesn't range into zone 4, which is what I think I am. And it died this year because this hemlock disease that normally hits things farther south got to me in the middle of Somerset County, middle of New Jersey. And I also want to agree with the callers who called about the poison ivy and the wisteria that are super plants because there's more nitrogen and carbon in the air and they just thrive on that. And there are extra strong poison ivy plants growing here, and my wisteria is absolutely wildly growing, which is unusual.
You're going to try anything new as a result of this? Take advantage of it, even if it means catastrophe is in the offing?
I had great peppers last year, so maybe I'll have great peppers again. I haven't put in my
winter peppers.
Winter pepper or my spring pepper, my food plants. I haven't put my food plants in yet this year because it's been so wet and rainy. I was surprised your other caller said there hasn't been any rain because my ground is still kind of wet
Kathy,
from all the big storms.
Thank you very much. A few days of beautiful dry weather and people think it's a drought. Drew and Syosset, you're going to get our last 20 seconds.
Two different places on Long Island. I saw fireflies this weekend. One in Hempstead, thought I was crazy, and saw one in Syosset. Anticipate those till July.
So the fireflies are early this year.
As are the mosquitoes.
Drew, thank you very much. And to all of you, thank you very much. Little anecdotal evidence of global warming in your gardens. Nuala McGovern produced this program with Jim Colgan, Priya George, and Lisa Allison, and help today from Nadia Zonis. That's Debbie Daughtry at the audio controls. I'm Brian Lehrer.